You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope your Friday is starting off well. Hope your weekend is starting off well. YouTube live chat poll today in honor of Valentine's Day. Is any Valentine's Day plans? I have plans. I don't celebrate. I hate love. Wherever you're at, we'd love for you to weigh in on that. We'll have those results coming up at the end of the show in about 2 hours from right now. Brad Range popped in on the YouTube live chat feed here that's going on. You know, it's a guy who, even on his day off, he still comes back and logs in with all the fannies that are there. Great discussion that's going on. Speaking of a great discussion, we have the opportunity to get the only congressman from St. Charles County who's joining us on the radio right now. Congressman Dr. Bob Onder joins us. Congressman, how are you, sir?
Good afternoon, Mike. I'm doing really well, especially back here in God's County.
You know, you're becoming a regular on the Annie Fry Show. That is awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. It is awesome. I love talking to conservative talk radio hosts throughout the district, but especially here on the Annie Fry Show.
So it was great seeing you and Allison last weekend. You were back in town for the Boys and Girls Club Gala. You guys are always out and about in the community. I'm sure it's probably tougher now because as congressman, you got a big district to cover through all of that. But it was great seeing you there. I got to ask you, how's it? It's been, what, 6 weeks since you got sworn in? Something like that?
Yes. Yeah, a little over 6 weeks, yes.
So what's it like being Congressman Bob Onder?
Well, you know, it's really busy. You know, I served in the Missouri legislature for 10 years, and, you know, some things are similar. The process is similar in some ways, different than others. You know, probably the thing that's most different is spending all that time in Washington, D.C., and then there are an awful lot of events that consume the weekend. You're right, I do have a bigger district. Of course, as state senator, I had one half of St. Charles County, and now I have all or part of 16 counties. So it's going, you know, this is our district week coming up, so I'm thrilled to be back in Missouri. I think I'll be spending, I'll be sleeping most nights in my own bed, which is a good thing. But Alice and I will be getting all around the district. We'll be in Cole County and Jefferson City most of Monday, and, you know, just, you know, getting to, as you know, I live and work here in St. Charles County, but getting to know the rest of the district better, I look forward to.
Well, I know you have a history in the Missouri legislature. You were in the House, you were in the Senate. You've done that part. But I'm just curious, being in D.C., the folks who have been there for a while, because obviously in Missouri, you have term limits. So after 8 years, you got to go. But with D.C., yes, there are people who have been there for a very long time. Are they surprised by the speed of everything that is going on with the Trump administration right now?
Well, I do think they are surprised. And of course, in the case of Republicans, especially more conservative Republicans, they are thrilled to see things moving as fast as they are. Yeah, Donald Trump really hit the ground running just on the first day, signing many executive orders, securing our border, declaring a border state of emergency, within days, outlawing DEI, declaring that there are only two sexes, male and female, doing everything he can to get wokeness out of our military, out of our schools, out of our public life. And of course, Elon Musk over at Doge is just finding unbelievable amounts of corruption, of mismanagement. I mean, can you imagine, John F. Kennedy started the U.S. Institute for International Development, USAID, with the premise that if we, spread foreign aid around, I think that's a false premise, but if we spread foreign aid around to various countries, we could buy their favor in the Cold War. Well, it turns out USAID is just becoming a slush fund, not only for ridiculous projects like transgender operas in Colombia and Peru, but even laundering money so as to assist in the Trump impeachment effort and funding left-wing journalistic outlets like the New York Times, Politico, and the BBC. It is just unbelievable. Thank God for Elon Musk and his computer geeks who are getting in there. It really is revenge of the nerds against the progressive left.
It's been amazing the stories that they have uncovered. I mean, just the one that just completely blew my mind, not even from a money standpoint, but just from a "Are you serious?" is talking about the federal employees' retirement records being stored in a mine, like 20 stories below the ground. Here you are. And that's where our federal records are being kept for employees. Like, in today's world, we can't digitize that.
Yeah, you can't digitize that and keep it on one of the many, many servers we already own in Washington, D.C. Yeah, just absolutely, absolutely insane. And it just, one thing after another. I mean, Sesame Street for Iran. I mean, what in the world are we doing? And that's why, Elon Musk has estimated that he can save about $1 trillion a year in waste, fraud, and abuse. Now, I don't know if he can find that much waste, fraud, and abuse, but whatever he finds, it's going to be a game changer, not only to save the taxpayers money at a time when we're literally going bankrupt, but also just to get government out of things that government ought not be meddling in.
Well, I think we can all agree government is probably the least efficient business model that you can find anywhere. And whether you're talking about, even in St. Charles County, where I think we're pretty conservative on our budget, I'm sure you could find savings there. I'm sure you can find it in the state of Missouri. But what they're finding at the federal level is amazing, the waste that we're having. You were talking a little bit about immigration and getting into that. And I believe that the Border Patrol agent is Raul Gonzalez, they had the Safety Act. Didn't that just get passed?
Yes. We just yesterday debated and then voted on the Raul Gonzalez Officer Safety Act. I actually participated in the floor debate on that. And it's really interesting, Mike, when the Democrats don't want to talk about the subject at issue, they always try to change it to something else. And as we were talking about keeping our Border Patrol agents safe, the Democrats, led by Jamie Raskin, wanted to talk about the price of eggs. The price of eggs is all Donald Trump's fault. He's been in office, 2 weeks. The price of eggs, and they wanted to demonize Elon Musk. But that bill was named after Raul Gonzalez, a Border Patrol agent who was tragically died in a high-speed chase when an illegal alien was trying to evade arrest. So that bill would state that that evading and fleeing from a Border Patrol agent is a deportable offense, and would make that illegal alien ineligible for lawful reentry into the United States, which so I think a very common sense measure. But what we're doing in Congress, especially the U.S. House, is providing the legislation and, of course, the funding so that Donald Trump can make us safe again by securing the border. Because let's face it, we have to put some of these things in the statutes permanently because we may, heaven forbid, not forever have a Republican president. So, you know, someday when we have Chelsea Clinton or Malia Obama as president, we need to make it very clear.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
It's Valentine's Day. You can't do something
yeah.
like that. That's an I hate love comment right there.
Let's hope we have someone a little more like RFK than anyone named Obama or Clinton.
There you go.
No, we need to make some of these laws permanent because, let's face it, a Democrat president could reverse many of these things as quickly as Donald Trump fixed them. We're all on the same team in Washington. We Republicans are working together on the Make America Safe Again, Make America Healthy Again, and Make America Great Again agendas.
We're talking with Congressman Dr. Bob Onder, and you know, that's a good point that you're talking about with everybody working together, especially with such a narrow majority that you have to work for. And I love seeing how everything is going through and how you guys are all working together. But I wanted to say congratulations on introducing your first piece of legislation, the Timely Departure Act, that actually has a St. Charles County tie to it.
Well, yeah, Mike, it does. I've been telling this story to everyone who will listen, not only around our district in Missouri, but also in Washington, D.C. Yes, it's easy to forget at a time when Joe Biden just let in 10 million illegal aliens into our country, that actually the border traditionally hasn't been our largest source of illegal aliens, rather visa overstayers, people who were, you know, originally came on a tourist or a work visa or a business visa or a student visa, who then don't follow our law and leave the country when they're supposed to. And this led to just horrific events in St. Charles County when an illegal alien of Middle Eastern descent who was here on a tourist visa overstayed his visa. And then in January, just this January, one night, sexually assaulted a young woman while he was driving an Uber. And then a few nights later, sexually assaulted another woman while he was driving a Lyft. So like the Lake and Riley Act, this evil person should never have been in our country, at least shouldn't have been in our country when he committed these acts. So the Timely Departure Act would require aliens to post a bond and would then make them ineligible for future visas for a period of time should they overstay their visa.
Well, congratulations on getting that done. It's a good piece of legislation that I hope you're able to get over the finish line. I know there's a lot that's going on. I mean, Fox keeps talking about how President Trump is just flooding the zone every day, man.
He really is.
He really is.
And we are not tired of winning, Mike.
I don't think anybody ever gets tired of winning, but this guy just keeps opening up the fire hose, and here comes another one. So you're going to be in town or in the district, I guess, for this next week doing visits.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
So there?
Yes, that's right. That's right. I'll be spending a lot of time in central Missouri, of course. I believe there's another charity event, and I'm blanking on which one it is, in St. Charles County this Saturday.
That is community living tomorrow. Event.
Yeah, it's community living. So I'll be at the community living gala on Saturday night. So I'll be here. I'll be returning here for something every day. I know Monday is Jefferson City. I think Wednesday I'll be in Osage County for their Lincoln Days in, I believe it's Owensville this year. So I love doing this. I love getting around the district and talking to people and, you know, telling the story of the great things we're doing in Washington, D.C.
Well, I will see you tomorrow night because I'm emceeing community living. So I will see you there for that.
You always do a great job, Mike.
I appreciate that very much. Congressman, we appreciate the time and good luck this week being at home and getting around the districts.
Thank you. See you soon.
That is Congressman Dr. Bob Onder joining us today. Brand new first congressman from St. Charles County, which is actually kind of surprising. You would figure with the history of the first Missouri state capitol being in St. Charles, somebody would have been there. But Dr. Bob Onder is the first one to do that. Ryan is coming back, going to join us here in just a little bit. Remember that YouTube live chat poll in honor of Valentine's Day. What's your Valentine's plans? I have plans. I don't celebrate. I hate love. So jump on in. We will continue with the Annie Fry Show. It's Mike Keelum sitting in today for Annie. And no, she's not sick. She's all good. She's just enjoying a little special Valentine's love with the family in the only way the Fry family can do it on 97.1 FM Talk.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.